Chris is on the line. Hello, Chris.
Hello.
What can I do for you?
Well, mine's about the brain, actually. I was reading something about Susan Greenfield and her worries about the effect on our brains. And I wanted to ask you whether you, what your view is, whether you think it's true and real, or do you think she's a little bit sort of exaggerating a little bit?
This whole idea that by plugging ourselves into the internet 24/7, wandering around with Twitter open on a mobile phone, so we're always continuously being bombarded with information. And
because
also,
that's me.
many people, and also young kids as well, I think, because children, instead of going and having talk and chalk in the classroom, are now being sort of plugged in from an increasingly young age. My own daughter, at the age of four, knows how to use YouTube. I mean, I guess that's what you're getting at. Is there an impact on our health and on our brain health?
Yes, exactly.
Let's ask Hannah. Hannah, what do you think?
Well, there have been no causal studies done in either direction so far. So the question you're asking is technology leading to a change in the brain? So not the other way around. Does, for example, are certain types of brain predisposed to use or take advantage of new technology? So there's been no causal studies, but there have been several correlational studies. And a correlation does not imply causation. So Professor Geraint Rees from University College London published a study on the 19th of October in the journal Proceedings of the Royal Society B on how the structure of focal parts of the brain are correlated with the size of an online social network, specifically Facebook friends.
So the more friends you've got, he's asking, is there a relationship with the size of certain bits of your brain?
Exactly. And he found that people with a higher number of Facebook friends had a higher amount of grey matter, the brain tissue where the processing is done, in several regions of the brain. And one of these regions was the amygdala, an almond-shaped structure that's associated with processing memory and emotional responses. And there was size changes in other regions that related to perceiving moving objects and also linked to memory and navigation. So navigating, for example, through online social networks.
But again, this comes back to the point that Chris made, which is that how do we know this is cause or effect? I mean, you started yourself saying this may be association, not causal. So how does the Geraint Rees study there show that these people have these brain changes because they use these technologies, not just because they already have those changes and that makes them more likely to use the technology?
Well, exactly. And the researchers are keen to stress that they found a correlation and not a cause. So in other words, it's not possible to say from the data whether having more Facebook friends makes the regions of the brain larger or whether some people are hardwired to have more friends. So at the moment, it's unclear whether new technology leads to changes in the brain rather than vice versa. So there's lots of scientific debate about that at the moment, and we're trying to get hard, robust data.
Hannah, thank you very much. A bit like the taxi driver study where they showed taxi drivers in London who have the knowledge had a bigger hippocampus compared with non-taxi drivers, but then again, we don't know if it's cause or effect. Leo Mandelbrot in Second Life says, I would much rather have an iPad than the pens and ink wells that we had in my grade school years.